In the third module, we talked about prevention and management of PARP inhibitor-associated side effects. We presented a case from our working group of a woman in her mid-50s with multiply recurrent high-grade serous ovarian cancer and a BRCA1 germline mutation. The patient was treated with olaparib 300 milligrams twice daily and experienced nausea, vomiting, and dyspepsia after 3 weeks of therapy. Treatment was then held for a week and resulted in marked symptom improvement, after which olaparib was restarted at a reduced dose. The patient was administered preemptive ondansetron and is currently faring well. Dr. Brosnan's question related to the role of prophylactic antiemetics.
So in my practice, actually, I offer prophylactic antiemetics for my patients, specifically for the first 1 or 2 months. What I find is that the patient usually just finished chemotherapy. Based on the trial, we usually start the PARP inhibitor maintenance within 8 weeks of the last dose of chemo. They're still recovering. So usually I advise the patient to take initially, systematically, an antiemetic. And then I usually, after 1 or 2 months, people get used to the treatment and they can stop the antiemetic. In terms of type of antiemetic, I usually avoid ondansetron. I find that it's given a lot of constipation to our patient. So I usually use another type of antiemetic to avoid the constipation related to ondansetron.
We asked the audience, okay, you have a patient who has a BRCA germline mutation, who's getting olaparib after debulking surgery. And Stephanie, we asked the audience, what's the chance that the patient's going to require some kind of dose reduction or delay because of nausea and vomiting with GI toxicity? Looks like the audience is kind of hanging around the 10 to 20% range. Stephanie, in your mind, what's the likelihood and what are the data show in terms of that?
I think what is important regarding the choice of the PARP inhibitor treatment is know how to manage it. So more we use it, more we know how to manage it. And in terms of nausea and vomiting, I think it's probably less than 10%. The thing is, it's probably the preventive antiemetic, I think, is something that usually I advise my patient.